In the northern California town of San Mateo, the city council has unwittingly unleashed a karaoke firestorm. Last month, they voted for a temporary ban on private karaoke rooms in their town, saying the private clubs were breeding grounds for crime and prostitution. But karaoke aficionados say the ban is blatant anti-Asian discrimination. Holly Kernan of New California Media reports.
It's called small room karaoke, and it's very popular throughout Asia. Rather than belt out Broadway show tunes in front of a room full of strangers, groups retire to small soundproof rooms to sing karaoke in private. The trend has recently crossed the Pacific, and a few dozen private karaoke clubs have sprouted up around the Bay Area, like this one in San Francisco's Japantown. A group of friends has gathered after work to relax and let their inner disco divas loose. Aside from the singing, there's no apparent criminal activity going on here. Each room has a small window in the wall, padded booths, and a disco ball hanging from the ceiling. This 30-something karaoke fan, like all the singers in this private room, prefers to remain anonymous. She says this is what she and her Asian American friends like to do for fun.
Once I'm in these rooms, I just go crazy, and you know, it takes a lot to drag me out. I mean, I'll be like, time will stop, and I'll spend hours and hours in here without even realizing.
And those hours can be quite lucrative for business. Private rooms cost between $20 to $50 an hour. And that's what inspired entrepreneur Stephen Lin of San Mateo to dream big. Popularize private karaoke bars, he thought, like Starbucks and the Latte.
I've seen that these private studios could be a big business here, especially with the blending of the culture these days. You know, people like doing things that are new.
31-year-old Lin is the owner of Fuchsia, a new San Mateo restaurant that serves up Asian fusion cuisine and very public karaoke in its cavernous chrome and deep pink lounge.
Don't carry the word upon your shoulders.
But when Lin applied for a permit to open four private rooms on the floor above his restaurant, not only was he denied permission, but the San Mateo City Council also placed a temporary 45-day ban on any new private karaoke rooms. They cited concerns that in the past, and in other nearby cities, such private rooms have been the site of underage drinking and prostitution. Lin says it's unfair.
They're saying that I'm this big prostitution ringleader now. I've never been associated with any type of crime. And so I think it's a big joke just to categorize me with the other places that have troubles and crime.
Mayor Carol Groom cast one of the four unanimous votes in favor of the ban. She defends it, saying the temporary move was necessary to give the city time to rewrite its entertainment ordinance to deal with private karaoke. But after fending off charges of racism and an onslaught of Asian media coverage, she admits it's been a cultural wake-up call for city officials.
I don't know much about karaoke. This has been a big learning experience for me. And I'm going to go visit a karaoke club, and I have tried to listen very, very carefully to everyone who has telephoned me to explain that this is part of the Asian entertainment culture.
Okay, we're ready for next one.
Back in the San Francisco karaoke booth, everyone in the room admits that some karaoke bars are probably used for prostitution and drugs. But this karaoke singer says that doesn't mean everyone should be punished.
Hotels also are known for prostitution. You know, do you shut down all the hotels simply because one hotel is caught with prostitutes in it or having someone sold drugs in the rooms? So if you don't shut down all hotels, why are you shutting down all the karaoke bars?
Though there may be a good argument for keeping karaoke behind soundproof walls. The San Mateo City Council will reassess the issue at a meeting next month. For NPR News, I'm Holly Kernan.